Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, welcome back to the channel. You know, it's a little different being out here in Croatia, going traveling around, but it's nice to be around and talk to the brothers, and even if they're sisters in the audience, I doubt it. I highly doubt it, considering how real we keep things over here. But you know what? I gotta tell y'all a story, and usually, every single show usually leads to a story, and before we jump into the story, I wanted to tell you guys about the topic of the show, and the show's topic is around the distributors of the blue pill. Now, you might be asking, hey, Austin, what triggered this show? Why are you talking about the distributors of the blue pill? Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked. The reason we're talking about it today is because I was actually going through a beautiful national park out here in Croatia. I'm blanking on the name of it right now. I'll have to look it up. I might put it in my description later. My mind's so many different places right now. But I was going through this national park, and I was having these conversations with people in my group, and I was hearing them talk. I wasn't eavesdropping, trust me. It's not my style. They just happened to be talking right in front of me and right behind me. And I heard people talking about Louisiana and the Ten Commandments being posted on the wall, like being posted in the classrooms. I heard people talking about Christian nationalism. I heard people talking about what Christian marriage is supposed to be, if you could believe it. And it was so infuriating. Now, not for the reason you expect. The reason it was infuriating was because I couldn't help but just stand there and walk, and I thought to myself, how do people put up with this garbage? Like, how does the average guy who knows what he's talking about, how does the average guy who knows what's going on, knows the truth, takes the red pill every day like his vitamins, he knows what's going on, how does he survive in the world of today, knowing what's going on, surrounded by people who are so behind, who are so out of touch with reality and are so far down the rabbit hole of idealism that they don't even know which way is up, which way is down. They're like Alice in Wonderland. They have no idea what's happening. And yet they seem to know, they think they know everything. I actively try to not be that guy because that guy sucks and nobody wants to be around him. I know you might think I'm one way on the show and I'm a different way in person, but I'm actually the same guy. I just don't force my views down people's throats. I don't talk like this around my friends and whatnot because a lot of them, they can't handle it. That's why I tend to keep to myself mostly and do what I want to do, as a lot of other people who are, you know, under the MGTOW-ish umbrella type tend to do. But as I was listening to these conversations and biting my tongue on not talking, I could not talk. I knew as soon as I opened my mouth, I was immediately going to be like, I can't stop it. I can't stop talking because I knew that I was going to say some things. And as soon as I started to say some stuff, I knew the conversation was going to shift to not what I had said, but how I had said it. And have y'all been in that boat before where you're spinning straight facts, 100% verifiable facts, and then they turn around and they say, you know what? I don't like the way you said that, with no regard to what you said. They focus instead on how you said it, how it made them feel. They make that the issue, not what you actually said, because they can't debate what you said. So instead, what they do is they talk about how you said it. And as I was thinking about this, I thought to myself, you know what? Who is the biggest problem? How do people get like this? I knew the answer to an extent, but I really stopped and I thought about it. Who are the biggest distributors of the blue pill? Who feeds these people these doses of idealism, the fantasy, the stuff that never actually existed, but we see it so much everywhere that we think it has to exist somewhere, has to exist in someone, has to be found somewhere. We gotta find it. It's gotta be out there because It just has to, because we feel like we have to have it. And I thought to myself, and I came up with an answer. You want to hear it? I'm sure you already know the answer. You're just waiting for me to say it. The answer is very simple. The distributors of the blue pill are as follows. Number one is the government. Why? Well, because the government benefits from marriage. They benefit from you being dumb. They benefit from you being a know-nothing, and from you just being a worker ant in plain English. They benefit by you just being another tax-paying dummy and getting drunk, getting high, getting wasted instead of getting informed. And they benefit from that. They benefit from you being married, because whether you get divorced or not, they benefit because they've tied you down. They've given you a marriage license, which is just a legal prostitution license, as far as I'm concerned, with Uncle Sam being the pimp in the situation. If you want to picture a pimp, just picture a pimp named Slickback from the Boondocks show, and then put the Uncle Sam suit on him. That's what the government is. And then, whether you get divorced or not, they've won. Because you're now in a contract with the government. And as somebody who was in a contract with the government when I was in the military, you best believe the government does not mess around when it comes to when you sign something. Oh, they go make sure you stand by what you said you gonna do. So we talked about the government. Who's next on the list? Next entity on the list is the church. Church, unfortunately, is, and I wish I can tell you that church was somebody who pushed the good, and they might mean well. In fact, arguably, they mean really well, but like the missionaries in Hawaii, they came to do good, and they did very well indeed. And so when we talk about church in the blue pill, they are the ones who feed people the fantasy that they are entitled to, that they just follow the commandments, they just do what other people say, that everything's going to be okay and that everything's going to work out. But unfortunately, stuff's just not that simple. Stuff don't work that way 100% of the time. So therefore, sorry, my friends, I got interrupted. What was I talking about? Oh, that's right. I was talking about the church being the second distributor of the blue pill. In fact, I'd argue they're the largest distributor, arguably. You could argue the government is bigger. I'm just going to stick with the church being one of the biggest, if not the biggest. And the reason for that, it's not because the church is evil. It's not because the church is bad. I mean, there's Religion Incorporated. There's Crimson Christianity, which I've defined on the show multiple times, but we'll revisit it again for just a couple seconds. What I refer to as Crimson Christianity is the weakness and the subtle infusion of communist rhetoric, Bolshevik rhetoric, into Christianity. You can see it in the rainbow flags that fly over a lot of churches now. You can see it in the fact that a lot of so-called pastors are extremely pansies. They're extreme pansies. They're basically pussies. And instead of talking about real issues that affect men, they instead talk about how men aren't doing enough, they need to step up, and if only you're self-sacrificing enough, then that makes you a good man. And in my opinion, this might be a controversial hot take, gentlemen, but I'm going to say it. Why? Because this is our show, and we say it how it is. So let me tell you, a man's worth is not defined by what he gives others, it is what he leaves the earth when he is dead. A man is defined by his actions. In my opinion, what he leaves behind. Now, a good man is someone who's basically a utility to most people, which is incredibly disgusting. It's incredibly disgusting, because apparently treating yourself like how women treat each other makes you a bad man. Women are told to take care of themselves. You are told as a man to take care of others. Now, can that be beneficial? Yes. Can that be very fulfilling? Absolutely. But does that mean that your entire worth is tied up in what you give? Absolutely not. No. No, it's stupid. Why in the world would somebody think that? Answer, because they're benefiting from it in plain English. That's why they tell you to do that. And also, going back to the church, because I have a lot to say about the church, and if you've been on a member of the show for a long time, you know this. It's what the All Biblical Bachelor book is about, and that's where my lifestyle stems from, is the church was just completely out of line. Not just the one I went to. I've gone to multiple churches over the course of my life, because I've traveled, I've been in the military, I've been in college, I've been around the block. So I'm not just talking about one church in one small corner of the world. No. No, it's not that simple. Don't you try to typecast me, sir or ma'am. Don't do it. You're only going to make yourself look more stupid than you already are. That's why you need me to enlighten it for you. I don't claim to know everything. I'm just a guy with a microphone who knows history and is observant. But going back to the church, the reason I have a big bone to pick with the church is because they claim the moral high ground on everything. And a lot of times the pastors turn men into complete simps and gumps. And then when they completely pussy out, they want to then be like, oh, you guys didn't give enough. Meanwhile, they gave everything. They don't tell men about how they need to be strong and they need to arm themselves with knowledge. And then after that, they can then choose to be nice, choose to be kind, choose to be compassionate. No. Instead of making them a crusader who's able to cut down a dragon, but instead decides to help save the village, they instead make them into the butcher's boy who can barely wield a knife, who's completely clumsy and worthless. And then they wonder why he can't do anything, he has no direction, and he's completely out of his depth with whatever he does. It's ridiculous. But we'll save that whole thing for probably tomorrow, because let me tell you, I could go off on the church, and I've done it. Not because I hate the church, no. I don't hate the church, I don't even hate the government. Do I hate some of the people running the government? Maybe? I don't like the policies, but do I hate the church? No. I hate the way it's being run. I hate the way that people are turning, we've gone from crusaders to absolute jellybacks. I hate that. I hate the fact that we've gone from being an example to a complete disaster. I hate that. But speaking of things I hate, let's go to number three. You want to know one thing that makes me absolutely sick to my stomach, my friends? That is the entertainment industry. Hollywood, the people who fund Hollywood, the whole fashion industry, and the whole shebang. They are the most, in my opinion, the biggest degenerate scumbags on the planet. And one of the problems is a lot of the people at the top of Hollywood happen to be of Jewish heritage, which makes all of us Jews look bad. And in case you didn't know, I have Jewish ancestry in my family, and it makes us all look bad. It makes us all look like, it promotes anti-Semitism, and it makes us all look bad. And you can look no farther than the fact that anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world. And wherever I look on Twitter, wherever I look in the news, wherever I look in somewhere, there's some guy with a Jewish last name making us all look bad, making us all look like communists, making us all look like greedy losers, making us all look like a bunch of pansy morons, and I'm sick of it. But that's more of a me problem, that's not a you problem. I try not to shove my opinions on personal matters on the show, but there you go, you're welcome. I hope you enjoyed it. But back to the entertainment industry. The entertainment industry is such a disaster that they've very subtly, they're very clever. If you look back at the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, even up to 2000s, there's a slow and subtle infusion of communism, of LGBTQ rhetoric, the gender theory, all that kind of stuff. And you might say, Austin, why do you use communism so much? Why do you talk about communism? Well, I've talked about Herbert Marcuse on the show multiple times, and he was one of the forerunners of the Frankfurt School for Marxist theory. And when we talk about the communists, I'm not just talking about the Bernie Sanders types, in my estimation, who in my grandfather's generation had a tuna fish stain in their lapel in Brooklyn, and they got a soapbox and talked about Karl Marx, and they beat everybody up with their foul mouth and their bad breath. But today, they get a TikTok account. They talk about how either Jesus was a communist or communism is the only way to save America. You know, the same standard crap. Some of them have horse teeth and run for office in Queens or in New York and have a fat behind and therefore have fans. It's unbelievable to me. She's so stupid, that one from New York. You call her AOC, I call her occasional cortex, because her brain works about the same as a broken clock. But enough of politics. We didn't come here to discuss that, even though I could arguably fit that in the government category. Back to entertainment. The entertainment industry has slowly but surely degraded everybody into diluting themselves into the drugs, sex, and rock and roll, and thinking that everybody should just do whatever they feel like doing, because if they don't, then they're not being true themselves. The whole thing is so dumb. Hey, look, I'm not telling you to not do what you want. I mean, that's part of life. But what makes no sense to me is, look, if you want to do what you want, go ahead. But I don't see the MGTOW guys shoving their belief system down their throats. I don't see Red Pill guys, Passport Bros. I don't see these guys, Biblical Bachelors. I don't see them shoving their belief system down people's throats. And if you don't like it, they're called a bigot. But that's what they do in Hollywood. They shove everything down your throat, and if you don't like it, oh, that's too bad. And they make a movie about true love for all the 40-year-old housewives who have boxed wine and cats in their houses. They make all these movies oh my God. Don't get me started about Pretty Woman. Oh my God, one of the worst movies ever made. But a prostitute who gets with a rich guy, and then the guy takes her seriously. What a mook that guy was. My God. I know it's a movie, but if you ever meet a woman who loves that movie, immediately get rid of her. Immediately cut that bitch off immediately. Because she wants a Captain Sabaho, shout out to E-40, she wants a Captain Sabaho to come in there and rescue her. Don't be that guy. If you want to be a captain, be the captain of a private yacht that you bought with your money, and then you can get the 304s on the yacht. Do not be a Captain Save a 304 who's out here doing double backflips on Chad 2 weeks ago. Don't do that dumb crap, please. But when we get back to the distributors of the Red Pill, this is what I'm talking about. The Red Pill has been distributed by these entities because they gain financially by doing it. And so we need to understand why they do it, because they do it for financial gain. They do it because they exploit you and they benefit from it. And we need to understand this so then we can counter it. We can arm ourselves with the knowledge, and we can then stand a chance at opposing them and saving the men who want to be saved, not saving the guys who don't want to be saved. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know reality. Let them wander around in the dark and let them flounder. It's like a father who he tries to help the kid over and over again. The kid's in and out of rehab. Kid can't get their act together. Does everything he can. Well, guess what? There's only so much you can do. Same thing can be said with the men who don't want to see reality. They don't want to hear the music. They don't want to do anything other than feed on their own fantasies and go ahead. Make my day. Go ahead. Because you're leaving a lot on the table, and eventually you'll see it. Or maybe you never will. And then you'll look back and you'll wonder how things happened. And then you'll look and you'll find my video or somebody else's on the side of the internet. And they will explain it to you. And you'll be like, oh, shit. Can't believe it. I didn't listen, and I should have. But my friends, that's really what I want to talk about tonight. If you have anything you want to add, please do so. I'd love to hear about it. Take care of yourselves. Think for yourself. If you like what you heard, you know what to do already. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.